Blog Talk Radio.
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm not complaining.
Why just okay? Let's start with that first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's okay.
No.
My favorite cinnamon.
Okay. I understand that. However, everything just can't be okay. Sometimes you gotta be good.
Good. Is that better?
We'll discuss that later.
I'm good. I'm always good.
Okay. You took your word for it.
Mm-hmm.
This time.
Whatever. The importance of intimacy in a committed relationship.
Ooh. Okay.
That feels so bad.
Please, ladies first.
The importance of trust and intimacy. I mean, you can't be intimate if you don't trust a person. That's number one. But
that's not true.
You think so? Why you say that?
Yes. It happens every day. Let's set the parameters first of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's set the parameters of trust. Before I refute this thing.
So, I mean, for me, intimacy doesn't, for most people, they think intimate means sex. For me,
mm-hmm.
it's not the same correlation. Intimacy means that I completely trust you and I'm willing to be vulnerable. The good, the bad, the ugly. The tears that don't come often, I'm willing to share. When I'm uncomfortable, I'm willing to speak about it. For me, that's intimacy. On a whole nother level,
mm-hmm.
if I let you that close to me. Just because I'm not... For the public, I am Kia. That's it. But if you know Rikia, you know me on a whole nother level than anybody else. And I feel like if I don't trust you, you're never, ever going to see that side of me anyway. So that's why I say you can't, I will never care. I will never be intimate with a person I don't trust.
But can you trust a person that you're not intimate with?
So for me, I'm not a very trusting person.
Let's get this out real quick. Hold on. When I ask mm-hmm. you a question, it is only for you. You only can speak for yourself.
I'm not a trusting person. I don't trust people a lot.
Okay.
I just don't. just the people have their faults. And don't get me wrong, I'm very accepting and tolerable of people and their things, their ways, per se. But I don't necessarily trust people because I just think, given the opportunity, 9 times out of 10, there's something that would deter you from being. I hate to say the word, but being loyal to me, per se. So I'm not a very trusting person.
Part of trusting someone is their belief in integrity. So if you believe, if y'all share the same ideas of belief in integrity, you would be able to trust them.
Right, and that's why I can count on my hand how many people I can trust.
Okay, so with those two being defined, now your question is, can you have how important is intimacy In a relationship?
In a committed relationship.
In a committed relationship. A committed relationship as far as we are together.
Right.
You and I. Committed mm-hmm. relationship. Okay. Because, you know, you have a business relationship, that's still a commitment there also. It's an obligation, mm-hmm. which makes it a commitment. So a committed personal relationship.
Yeah, because business is never personal.
I just want to make sure that we set the tone, that everybody's on the same page. So when you dive into this, you know you're only speaking as his earth.
Intimacy comes with emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And feelings, which is a topic in itself for me.
We'll talk about it later then.
You know, I just, for me, in a committed relationship, because, you know, situationships happen, and sometimes you be in a relationship you're not supposed to be in. But I don't necessarily think that all of those relationships have the trust and intimacy to make it last.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important to have.
It is. I agree with you. One of the things that people overlook is integrity.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I can't trust you, then it's because you probably lack integrity. If I have to watch you, your every move, it's because I don't trust you, which means you lack integrity.
Right.
If you have integrity, then I would never have to worry about loyalty. Me personally, when I was younger, I used to throw around the word loyalty and all that good stuff. But let's be truthful. Everyone is more loyal to their situation than they are to anyone else. But integrity, as an adult, is much stronger. So I personally believe that loyalty is a juvenile phrase that we would like to throw around. Personally.
Yep, because so many people lack it. So on a scale of 1 to 10, where would trust fall?
Ten being the highest, or?
10 being most important. 1 being most important,
okay.
10 being least important.
I would say within the top 3, definitely. Definitely.
Do trust and intimacy go hand in hand?
No. No. Just because I trust you doesn't mean I trust you with everything.
Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
A lot of guys get caught up and get caught in some. Yes. You got to compartmentalize. A lot of guys get caught up in having pillow talk about things that's not appropriate for the bedroom and find themselves in screwed up situations.
Hmm.
Because it's not for that company. Now, you also find women will find themselves in situations because they're having girlfriend talk with what's going on in the bedroom and find themselves in screwed up situations. So again, just because you're trusting of that person doesn't mean you should be trusted with that information.
Right. So what brings you to the point of feeling like you can trust a person with that information? What the most intimate parts of you, what makes you feel like you can trust a person with that?
Remember what I told you, that in order for it to take years in order for me to know you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's different scenarios and different, all those good things, you remember. That's that build-up. Start with the small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually we go over to other things. But I will never give you any information to put you in a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love you. Remember?
Right.
And part of me loving you is to protect you.
Gotcha.
Now, it's fair to say also, if I can't share that certain information with you, I probably shouldn't be doing it. That's also fair. Do we agree?
I agree.
So, I do believe that intimacy is very important in a committed relationship.
But there's levels to it, basically.
There's levels. Again, I shouldn't be talking to you about privileged information. Let's say I sign an NDA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm violating the terms of that NDA by discussing it with you.
Right.
Espionage is still a thing. I'm just saying, not that I don't trust you, but you didn't sign the NDA. So they don't trust you.
I got you.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Does that mean I love you any less?
I would hope not. But I mean, that would be, like, if you sign the NDA, that would be business. I would know that, you know, there's no ill intent in it. That, you know, I don't need to know everything. And you know enough, but not everything.
Enough the way you know me.
Right.
So you know that I won't put you in harm's way because I confess that I love you.
Right.
A lot of the problems with in relationships, we feel or believe that we must tell our significant others everything. Everything. And maybe it's because we screwed up in the past, so we still trying to reestablish the level of trust, whatever the case may be. However, she shouldn't or he shouldn't know everything. If your girlfriend tell you something, does that mean that it's free for you to tell me just because rubbing your feet at night?
No.
I don't think so. is part of the problem. Women, the males that women are selecting, it's almost like they want an extension of their girlfriends. I'm going to let you play with that until the next time. I know that'll be on your topic list.
Right. Hello. The whole month of August is lined up. But I respect that. I don't think now that could also be a problem, though. Because there are some men that want to know everything. And I just feel like if my girlfriend trusts me with something, I don't feel like, oh, that's my business to tell her business to my man just because he my man.
Right, that's not your story.
But everybody doesn't think that way. Like, there are people that actually believe that, oh, if you tell me something, me telling my boyfriend or me telling my girlfriend doesn't count.
Oh, it counts. That's the reason why I can't trust you. That's the reason why you don't know anything beyond this point. And even let's not include relatives now, because, you know, when couples go through something, the first thing they want to do is call their relatives.
Ooh,
and that becomes a problem. Because now you have other people who's not involved in this relationship giving their 2 cents. And now that y'all have reconciled, they're still mad at the non-relative.
Yep, because I am that person. Like, you can never tell me somebody did something to you and I love you and now you're over it. Because I'll never like them. Like, I'll never leave any energy for them. I can be cordial if necessary. But that's all I got. My best friend
knows
about me.
No, I'm quick to tell you that this has nothing to do with you. This, he and our situation.
Mm-hmm.
Only because when he and I work it out, you my lady. You my lady, so you're going to be biased anyway.
Yeah.
And if you're not, now we got another set of issues, right? Because it really doesn't matter who's right and who's wrong. It's who you're laying beside. And I would expect you to be on my side because you're laying beside me. That's the juvenile mindset. The reality
that's
of
not,
it is.
That's not
me
right.
And my cousins, I know, but me and my cousin is beefing, and I'll tell you about it, and now Eric, he come around, he's going, and you don't know it's all because he stole my G.I. Joe when we were 6. So you all bent out of shape over an action figure decades ago.
Yeah, that's unnecessary.
You see what I mean?
So, I mean, a lot of people are inclined to... A lot of people share, like, their everything with other people because they can't talk to their person.
Well, then they have the wrong person.
But that's it's it. Like, there are so many people in a relationship, but they don't trust that person. And they're like,
so how are your relationship?
Like, I know people that are married that don't trust their spouse.
So how are you in a relationship if you don't trust them? How can you give me your body and you don't trust me? To me, that sounds like you have some psychological issues.
True. So what's your definition of intimacy?
Well, I don't have a definition of intimacy. I use the definition that everyone else should know. So we all can be on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
There's no my interpretation, your interpretation, because that's where things get screwed up.
But you leave people to their own understanding. We just said last week you're not responsible for what people receive. I know what I meant.
So what they understand only for what I say. Right. But that's part of the problem, right? Because I'm speaking to you on a collegiate or professional level, and you still scholastic. Maybe, let's say, elementary aptitude. That's not my fault. I can't talk to you like I'm talking to my peers. You understand? So In order for us to have a conversation, I have to bring you up to me. So we got to have a very standard, consistent terminology in the use. So the best thing for me, I was changing to the Bible, to the dictionary, I'm sorry. So that way you'll understand the words that I'm using. So that way we have a conversation. When I say fear, you not automatically assuming that I mean afraid instead of reverence. Based on the context.
Gotcha.
Now, let me tell you what the definition of intimacy is. That's the best I have. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So it's said that there are four different types of intimacy. You believe that? Or do you feel like it's all inclusive?
Who said? Who is they?
I said it said.
It. It said. Where is this?
It's in a psychology book I read.
What are you talking about? You're talking about Helen Brenner. You're not going to even give her credit. But go ahead, I'm listening.
It's in the book, so do you believe that or no?
Yes, I would. Yes.
That was difficult to get out.
Drop off the four before intimacies.
Drop off what?
Only so people will understand the four intimacies. Because people may not understand. They may only know the one. And they only know the one because it involves touching.
Right. So what, you want me to say what the four are supposed to be?
Yes, Papa.
Emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical. I can agree. I agree with her. Just because me being me, I agree with her. Because like I tell you, I just feel like sometimes There are people that you meet that don't deserve all of you.
Agree.
Sometimes
now,
they don't deserve none of you. You say what?
Which one do you protect the most?
Me personally, emotional.
Emotional? Let's rank those for me. So the most important to your least.
So for me, number one would be emotional.
Okay.
And then two would be mental. Then three would be spiritual, and physical would be the last. Like, that's decent.
Okay. Deserve. Sure. Deserve it.
Because, I mean,
you don't see it no matter how small.
How surface level a person?
So you can't see him, but I'm actually smiling.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love your answer. Because it's well thought out. It's well thought out. And I can actually see it. In our many of conversations, I can actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just marketing, it's just
what was that?
So it's not just malarkey that you're speaking.
Oh, no.
I believe for me, all of them are equally important, and it will only shift depending on the situation.
Gotcha. I can respect that.
Now, is everything cool and smooth? You know.
Absolutely.
Physical. Physical might be the most important. Everything cool. But if I got something going on, you know, the spiritual may be the most important, depending upon what it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on the situation.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm sorry, what's it say? Sound like you're repairing a bookshelf.
Okay. So do you think you can, so what does it take for you to trust a person? Can that trust go up and down? Can trust be lost?
What does it take for me to trust a person? To trust them with what? That's because I may trust you with my wallet, but I still may not tell you my life story. You know what I mean? So it really depends on, again, the situation. You got some people you won't trust looking at them. But guess what you do? You still shake their hand, which is weird. Because now you became spiritually vulnerable. You became physically vulnerable. It's a lot in that.
Right.
So I believe
when there's no trust for me, there's nothing. We have absolutely nothing. because that all my energy will be on watching you. And we are in my former life, that won't be there long because you gotta handle it. I got stuff to do later on.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I mean, I personally feed everybody with a long spoon until, like, in a sense, I have to be broken down. Like, you gotta almost prove to me why I should trust you, which is, I guess, is bad, but for me, it's not bad. And then, I mean, even that, I'm naturally a private person. And just, like, if I'm having a moment, I'm having a moment. If I need to go through it alone, I think that's okay. A lot of people aren't okay with that, but I feel like if, you know, like, there are very few people that know me through and through.
How do you tell your significant other, this is something that I have to go through myself or alone?
Now, for that to work, there has to be, like, I've tried that. Didn't work out well, but I tried it. For me, if I tell you something like that and you don't push back, like, I'm completely okay with that. However, you know, I know that that's not my person. Like, I don't even, like, if I tell you, like, I'm going through something and you don't, I guess, pry a little. Just because I just personally sometimes, like I tell you, I'll get in my own way. And I'm like, listen, I'm having a moment. And I'm going to call you in a couple of days. And for me, that used to be okay. You know, that used to be okay. Like, nobody could be like, oh, well, Kia, da, da, da. Like, you know, I could just, that would work. Currently, that's not working. But, you know, hey, such is life. But I enjoy it. But it took some getting used to. It absolutely did. Because I just feel like you could be like, hey, I'm having a moment. You know, need a couple of days for myself. Having a little mental war here. And, you know, I just feel like that should be okay. But I've learned that it's not okay. Like, because if I say that I want to do life with you, et cetera, like, why shouldn't I let you know? You know, even if I don't give you every last detail, I should be able to say I don't really know how I'm feeling, per se. And, you know. But for me, I'll just take the, you just have to offer. Like, I don't need you to take over, but if you offer, I appreciate that most, because I'm still not in a space where I can be like accepting of the help.
Mhm. So we made mention of your guy.
Mhm.
And with all due respect, of course. Give me a play-by-play. You call him, you say, listen, Sweetheart, I'm about to vanish for a couple of days because I need a minute to go through what I'm going through. How do you want him to accept it, and how would he accept and respect that?
How I want him to, like, okay, baby, I'll see you when you get back. But how he would accept it, it's going to be a nah. What's wrong with you? You know, it's going to be a conversation that I'll probably dread, but I love him enough and respect him enough to just go ahead and answer before it be something bigger. So
before it be something bigger? Before it take you into a deeper place that you don't want to be, or what you're trying to come from? I mean, is that fair? Is because he loves you, right? I mean, that's what supposed to happen, isn't it?
Yes. However, I'm not used to it. I'll just say people don't really, most people can't make me not do what I don't want to do. But I respect them enough to compromise. I love them enough to compromise. And for me, that's a compromise. Me actually sharing my raw emotions with somebody is a compromise.
That's why you got in a relationship, right? Because that's part of being in a relationship. Correct?
That's part of being in this relationship.
Oh, I'm sure it's definitely part of being in this relationship, in your current relationship.
Yeah, because I can't say. What I tend to do is, if I see that we're not in the same mental plane, then I kind of, I wouldn't say disrespect you, but I will surface level with somebody, which is a bad trait that I have, but, you know, I know that you can never break down this wall, so I'll just allow you to be where you are, and, you know, I don't trust you enough to be like, this is a lot, or anything like that, so we just are what we are, and with this relationship, my current relationship, he makes it okay. Like, I mean, I think we've had this conversation every show. I'm safe enough to just be Rakia, like, in all her facets, like, comfortable, uncomfortable, sad, drained. I'm safe enough to have all of those emotions, and I don't just have to be strong Kia. So he makes it okay for me to share that. And if I try to do anything that I did previously, it just doesn't work out well. He's so headstrong, you know. It's like tug of war there. Sometimes I feel like I'm still fighting for my power. But it's all right. I let him be great. Because
Why do you feel as though you gotta fight for your power?
Because in my mind, me being...
In your mind.
In my mind, me not being at 100% is a problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
But he makes it okay for me not to be 100%.
Well... He's supposed to, correct? Like, that's why you have him, to kind of compensate when you're not at your 100, and to supplement when you are. No?
Yes. That's why we're together.
We are. same page. It is definitely conversation worthy when you start talking about the intimacies and the trust and a committed relationship. I believe that it's one of the things that's being overlooked right now. I think that it's almost a thing of the past because we're so free with everything.
Right.
I mean, everything's on social media. Your homegirls knowing everything. Your homeboys knowing everything. Almost like, oh, dog, she did this last night. Bro, you got to try it. You know what I mean? Like, really? So to me, in my mind, you just invited your homeboy to try your lady.
Right.
And it seems far-fetched, but that's actually, when you dissect the conversations, that's what's taking place. And now you're upset with him because he tried your girl, but you told him to. Maybe it's just a juvenile thought. I don't know. Just my 2 cents.
I think everything should come with boundaries and discernment.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people don't have discernment in regards to what they share on social media.
And boundaries either.
Huh?
And boundaries either.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think that's a personal preference. Like, social media validation has become a big thing, right? But I think if you were validated early on, or if you know yourself, that's not such a big thing for you. But as social media allows you to see the healed, the broken, and just people all around in general and things that they share. And I think, you know, for me, I don't frown against it. I know I personally don't. I share what I want to share. But some people need that validation. And, you know, that's their thing. But things like what goes on in the bedroom and stuff like that, that's not my level of sharing. But for somebody else, that may be, you know, that may be their thing. And I think that's a lot where I kind of just ease on through, because most things that work for others don't work for me. And, you know, I see it, I may comment, I may scroll, but it doesn't affect me either way or another. Because that's just your thing, that's not my thing. Yeah, and then, you know, the girls you shouldn't, like, if you call them your friends, like, you should know by social media, it'll let you know the things you should and shouldn't share with your girlfriend. But I think that comes with knowing yourself. Like, I've had social media since college. That's when Facebook started. I never had a MySpace, just because I wasn't allowed to in high school. My mama just was like, no, you don't need that. But social media has been around a long time, and it's changed from what it was when I first graduated. But, you know, I just feel like people, they do what's best for them, and it doesn't move me one way or another, as long as it doesn't affect me. Like, I'm never like, oh, you shouldn't share that. That's your business. I'd be like, I wouldn't share that, but that's your business.
I can dig that. I mean, me personally, you know, I don't do social media. I really don't like pictures, personally. I don't do memories. I do plans, and I do right now and tomorrow. Let's talk about future plans. Let's talk about, you know, progression. So, again, that's me personally. I don't knock anybody. We've had that discussion. The problem that I do have is, you know, when you start going down this rabbit hole, you don't realize that it's for entertainment. So now you are no longer enjoying your relationship. This is almost like a performance.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you are not being real. You're not even establishing real memories. You follow me? You are just
right.
Putting on. So what are you really doing? Other than bullshitting yourself.
Yeah,
so,
and that's just like when you go out and they be like, oh, you didn't take any pictures? I was in the moment. Like, I don't have any pictures. But, like, you try to get pictures, like, you know, when we take the kids on trips like that, you try to get pictures, but we just out here having fun. And I feel like if you got time to take all those pictures, are
you
we really
have
happy?
Fun.
So sometimes it'd be like, dang, I should have get that picture, but it's too late. It happened, but I can remember it. I can see it. So like I said, just some people need that validation. That's what makes them. You know, that's what drives their thing. Like, I don't do public relationships and stuff like that. Because if I'm going to take an L, I'm going to take it privately. But that's just me personally. Like, you got girls who share every relationship they in every 6 months. But that's their thing. And I don't knock them for their thing. That's their thing. It's just not my thing. But I mean, I would say that those aren't real relationships. But we still don't know what they got going on behind closed doors either.
That's true. They probably don't even know what they have going on behind closed doors because it's all a facade. You know, I've seen people taking pictures of someone who's in the picture, but maybe asleep or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're posting it. This is the part where we talk about trust and intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's fair to question that, don't you?
Is there a question there?
I said, I think it's fair to question that.
Oh, yeah. To take a picture of somebody when they're sleeping? I mean, even if you take it and keep it, but I wouldn't post it. But,
well,
yeah.
But you don't have their permission. That's almost equivalent to you in the lab. And he walks in and takes a picture, and you're just like, you know, panties down or not, or off, whatever the case may be, and he just snaps that picture. That's going to cause problems. Would it not?
For me, yeah.
It's parallel to that in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I can't even sleep over because I got to worry about you taking pictures while I'm asleep.
Gotcha.
I don't want the world to know I sleep with a CPAP machine. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, that's no one's business. No one needs to know I'm wearing a do-rag and I'm bald. Nobody needs to know this.
Right. But they're, I don't know, I guess everything's monetized now.
But.
And people make money off their relationships.
So we monetize disrespect?
I mean, people do. But that's what works for them.
I know they do.
But I think you have to.
I know.
We have to establish what works for us.
And we have what I'm saying. Is, I saw this video. This guy showed me that this girl, no, this couple, the couple, but he was talking about it. She pulled it up where this broad cut this guy's dreads while he was asleep. And of course, the question was like, yo, what happened if, you know, your lady shaves your beard and you're asleep? So, my answer, that wouldn't happen because of the level of respect that's shared between us. Period. In order for her to do that, it had to be a great level of disrespect. And then, not to mention, she's laughing about it. Now she's like, are you crying? Like, I mean, on so many levels. Do you find that disrespectful? Because I'm sure she monetized, as you just said, off of that disrespect.
I mean, do I find it disrespectful? Yes. But not the, like, I guess I almost stay in a state of, I don't really care. Like, I see it and I'm like, wow, that could never be me. And then I keep it moving. Like, yeah, but, yeah, that's disrespectful, but, you know, if they make it through that or whatever, you know, that's what works for them.
No, it wasn't a them situation. He was asleep.
Right, she but I'm did. Saying, like, once he woke up, he realized what she did. So if they work through that and you see them in another video later, you know, me personally, I'd be like, oh, no, she got to go if I was him. But, you know, that's not my story.
I'm not going to front. The first thing I was thinking, like, that joint would have been a crime scene. me personally. That was a thought. Just a thought.
Oh, wow.
But definitely, she would have had to go. Like, and I'm not going to say it would have been, you know, packed nice and neat. Nah. It's going out the window, off the balcony, whichever room it's in at the moment is going out of that opening.
Interesting.
How? You said interesting? How so?
It doesn't seem so calm.
Because I seem so calm?
Yeah.
I am. And that's the part that scares everyone.
So I'm saying
that level of
being so calm, I was like, is he really going to cut up to that extent? But you never know what you push people to do.
Now, for it to go there, of course it had to be, it was, the caveats were bright, were broad, were like numerous. And he ignored them all. And then it happened.
So you feel like that was like a build up? Like she knew? Like she kept escalating?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes.
So we talk about respect all the time. So I guess if you don't, because I know I can be disrespectful. But I think that comes in with knowing the person you're dating, or learning the person you're dating, and clear boundaries or whatever. Or what have you, or whatever. But yeah. But you have to establish that. Because she obviously feel like she could play with him to that extent. Because he didn't, you know. But to each of them.
I agree, to each his own. And like I say, you know, we're not going to bring someone else's situation into our relationship. When you have these issues, and that's what, those are learning tools, those opportunities to learn. We ignore them. We ignore them, and you ignore them by not addressing them. Or nipping it in the bud right then. People, by natural instinct, is going to go as far as they can go. They're going to continue to push and push and push. That's why the world have so many assholes walking around. I'm sorry?
You're right. People do what you allow.
Absolutely. You have so many assholes walking around in this world today because it goes unchecked.
So let me pause you for a second. Last show, you called yourself an asshole. So are you an asshole because nobody's going to say anything to you?
No, I'm an asshole because it's like my personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I'm not in a bad mood. So people who know me know that I don't mean any harm. It's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking
but
about
does that
the ones
make
that
you an asshole? Or did that just make you?
Well, maybe the people who call me that don't have better adjectives.
Oh, okay.
Who knows? So I'm just grabbing that one. But again, maybe they call him that because they can't take the directness.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But whatever it is, you have people who walk around who will, you know, purposely stand out behind you and you backing up, you know, just to have a conversation. You know what I mean? I'm not saying mold them down, but you get out and you check it.
Gotcha.
Now, granted, don't go running up on somebody and you're not prepared for the response or the reaction. Because if not prepared for the reaction, you may wind up with regrets.
Maybe.
And that doesn't necessarily mean you're getting out having a tantrum. You can handle anything with tact. Tact also get results. What were you about to say?
Oh, nothing. I was just listening.
But again, it's just my two cents.
Catching it. So do you think you can trust somebody right off the bat?
Yes. Discernment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair for me to punish you for what took place in previous relationships. You didn't do it. Last week, we were talking about a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
In order for us to have a healthy relationship, we had to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So I could trust you off the bat because I have healed from the issues of mistrust from the past.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you agree or disagree?
I don't agree. To a certain extent, I guess with everything else is a level to it for me.
But we have these conversations.
That's the way I am. Like, I don't.
Right. We have these conversations every week.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me parts of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Not the intimate details, but you essentially tell me parts of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because you trust me, correct?
Because I do it?
Because you trust me.
Mhm. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So I guess there's levels to it for me.
But does he trust me?
Does he trust me?
Will he come on? Does he trust me? Will he come on and tell me those same parts of the relationship, of your relationship?
I think so.
No, again, there's not like any in-depth details of it. But in all fairness, we just talk about like the pictures of the guy who's in the bed and she take the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Or the guy who's asleep and she take the picture. It can be parallel to this right here. You're telling me about your relationship, unbeknownst to him.
He's aware.
I'm sure he's listening. I am more than sure he's listening by knowing you.
By knowing me, what does that mean?
Because I know you, and I know how you get down, and I know that you're not going to do anything without him knowing. That's that integrity. That's that trust. So I'm sure he knows. He may not know what you're going to say. He's probably sitting on the edge of the chair every time I ask a question. But he knows that you are going to keep the envelope in the middle of the table. Meaning you're not going to push it as far as you can go.
Oh. Not for the world. Now answer a question.
You said what?
I said, no, it's not for the world. I said, but I'll answer a question.
Sometimes.
Sometimes I answer the question?
Yeah, sometimes you will answer a question.
Yeah, other times I don't.
Do you remember our first show? And we were talking about the ex. And he called you up. And he was like, oh, well. And instead of just coming out saying, no, you got a man?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that conversation?
I do.
That's what I'm basing at some time off of.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
But I love you all the same. I'm sure you know how far to go.
Right.
Keep the envelope. Keep the envelope in the middle of the table.
Discernment in regards to what we should share with the public. I think that's important.
I believe that
you believe that
I believe that sometimes a person may overspeak. Sometimes a person may overthink. And I believe that in those simple conversations, it takes the conversation, the respect and the love to fix it. To have a communication so
right.
It won't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the intimacy.
Yeah, because it got to be...
That's the part.
Because it has to be
what?
As a... Because if y'all don't... I guess if y'all don't respect one another, it's not going to go over well. It's going to be like an attack versus an understanding moment.
I'm sorry, something just brought to my attention and it took the entire life out of me. I'm sorry. Every opportunity is a learning opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best part about a healthy relationship. In order to have a healthy relationship, you must know your partner. You must know the person that you share your life with.
Mm-hmm. But I think the trust and the intimacy helps you not be on the defense. Like, it helps you know that she or he doesn't want to hurt me. She or he does actually love me, even if it's a a hard moment, it helps you. I'm more understanding when I know you got me. Because if I feel attacked in any way, I'm immediately, my horn's up. So I think that's where, for me, that's where the trust and the intimacy comes in, because if you've given me the room to be on an even plane with you, then, you know, when we have a disagreement or a moment that's hard, I'm more receptive to hear your side of it versus I feel this way and that's what it's going to be. Like,
one of the things in that, and this is key in those, because, you know, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
There won't be a reason for your horns to go up.
Right.
That's the key that people forget in relationships. There's no need to compete. There's no need to get on the defense. Because sometimes there is a thing as an honest mistake or overspoken moment or oversight.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Right.
The key is to learn from
it. When you trust your person, you know there's no ill intent behind it. Like, something like that is like, you know, it's not, you're not immediately like, for me, I'm not immediately like, why he playing with me all kind of way. Like, I'm not that, it's never that space. When you have that trust and you have that level of intimacy that, you know, that when y'all have reached those four places, it's like, we're here together. It's not me versus him. It's not him against me or vice versa. So because we're in it together, for me, I'm like, well, let me listen. And then sometimes I may need to take a moment, but it's not, you know, like, baby, let me relax, understand what you're saying and how it's coming. But, you know, you have to have those discussions too, the hard discussions, the discussions you don't want to have.
Do you think that in your current relationship that you experience those level of intimacies, if not all, the majority of those daily?
You said majority of those what? Daily?
Yes.
Yep.
Those four levels of intimacy. Types of intimacy. Do you experience those in your relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would say yes.
There's really no follow-up question. I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
Why?
We oftentimes, quote unquote, fall in love with a person and we start settling, right? Again, you said before about the potential. But to actually experience those, it almost lead me to believe that every relationship before this one, I don't want to say it was a waste of time or a training exercise or what, but it was like, what were you doing? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I think it comes
that's
with,
why,
as I learned me over the years, you know, when you, I don't even know how else to say that, when you know, and it takes some getting used to, stars don't come down all at once, I can guarantee that, but I think with time, you're able to, and that's another thing, like when we talk about intimacy and when we get to number three, spiritual, you know, you can't access something, you can't manifest something, and then, you know, draw back when it's given to you. So that was a big thing for me. Like I had to, like, you know, I've done what I needed to do, what was necessary to make sure I have the love that I claim I wanted. And initially, I scared the crap out of myself. So I was like, listen, you know, maybe not. Let me back off. But then I didn't want it to go anywhere because it was new. But it was healthy, and I was happy. So it was like, just embrace it, relax, and, you know, run with it.
It is. When it's new, especially when the level of maturation isn't there, most people will take flight. We're running because it's not what I'm used to. You know, I'm used to opening my own door. I'm used to being called out my name after the time of endearment. I'm used to me personally, what I would deem as disrespectful, those things become overlooked because it's what you're used to, right? So when you have something that's the way it's supposed to be in its purest form, you don't recognize it as a good thing because it's not what you're accustomed to. What kept you from fleeing? What kept you from running?
A long talk with myself. And he did. He did. Because I am.
He did.
He did. Because have previously been, I wouldn't say I am, a fighter. And I guess in that, for me, I don't see a problem with it, only because what's for you is for you. And I'm well aware, even though people may feel like, oh, I'm your person, I know. There, at some point in time, there's going to be a cutoff. So
our friendship or whatever. And with my current relationship, I never saw or I never see the cutoff. I just keep seeing the growth. And I don't think that's going to change, but me being in tune with who Rekia is, I'm way more understanding that people aren't me, and they may not be able to provide me what exactly it is that I need or that I'm wanting, but I'm okay with that. It's not to no fault of your own. You just may not be where I'm at, and that's okay, but I'm always learning currently. I'm not the driver.
Well, I'm going to tell you, based on the conversations that we have.
I would say that I need that. Yeah, I would say that I actually need that. Somebody to help me be like, you can check out if you need to. Like, you know, I don't always have to be the decision maker or, you know, or I don't have to be the counselor or none of those things. I'm here. I'm here. I'm an ear. I'm a supporter. I'm a cheerleader. You know, like, the healthy part of it keeps me here. The healthy part of it. And even though
I'm gonna tell you, if he know like I know,
the potential in us is endless.
If you know like I know, you're a runner. I'm sure he got his track shoes somewhere nearby. He gonna come after you.
Yeah, right.
So like y'all gonna be running together. Hope he got his asthma pump. There's a butyrol nearby. He coming.
He gets me.
He gets
and that's
you.
The point for me, that's scary for somebody to understand me to that extent. But it's also appreciated. You don't know how many people, and they be like, oh, I know you. But, I mean, there are some days where, like, I real life have to sit back and be like, how the hell? And wonder if he has some inside look into this brain of mine. But it's refreshing. The way he gets me is refreshing.
Is the way he speaks to you is refreshing.
The way he speaks to me?
Is that what you said?
No, I said the way he gets me is refreshing.
The way he gets you. Well, I am waiting on the book. I am definitely waiting on the book because it seems like it's book worthy. I think I've told you that before. I think it's book worthy.
We work.
Keep it fun. Keep it fun. I think y'all will be just fine.
You said keep
just
it fun?
Just my success again. Keep it fun. The moment your relationship becomes mature, it becomes work, I think that's when it's time to revisit and have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as y'all are having fun, and growing in the process, you have a lot more to hold on to.
Right.
Again, I'm no relationship expert. I'm going to chop that off right there. I am no relationship expert.
What you view it as?
What I was?
I was saying what you view it as, if you're not an expert.
I'm as much of an expert as Steve Harvey.
Absolutely not.
Listen, all I have is my 2 cents.
Right.
That's all I have. But I am wise enough to know a good thing when I see it. And to me, it sounds like y'all go together like a match and a cigarette.
Yeah.
Clearly. So again, when the book come out, I definitely want a copy. It only has to be autographed.
You might call us the autograph it.
Don't put my name on that because I might need to sell it on eBay. Times get hard.
Really?
You got to understand, these things are hard to come by. But more importantly, it's the knowledge that's in these books.
Right.
And again, what works for us may not work for everyone else.
True.
I do apologize for misspeaking earlier. No one knows what exactly I misspoke on, but you know. And I apologize.
It's okay. It is okay.
So what else you have for me? So
you said what? What was the question?
So what else you have for me?
What else I have for you?
Yes. Yes.
What makes a man trust a woman?
What makes a man trust a woman?
Mm-hmm. Like, because I asked this question. Because, you know, ultimately, women are naturally supposed to be, you know, the ones that are understanding, and we're the overseers. Like, we are the gossipers, per se. Where we don't mind. I mind, but most women don't mind, like what we talked about earlier, sharing everything. But what brings you to that point? Do you have to see something in her? Does it, or does it come with just, like you said, the respect and the time that what makes you?
Well, because I know me, I trust me. So, you and I together, I'm going to trust you. Biblically, it would say, as a man thinketh, so is he. So, I'm not going to automatically assume that you have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 guys throughout the country, because I don't have that same number of women. Well, I don't have any other woman, if that makes sense. So until we together, until you give me a reason not to trust you, I'm going to trust you. And even if there's an incident and you say, you know, I did this, I apologize, will you forgive me? I would say yes. And now we move on from there. But that's our situation. It's not a societal norm. That's no one else's business. That's us. So what makes me trust you is you and I being able to have a conversation and get an understanding.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I set it out in the beginning. I laid everything out. And we go from there. Until you show me otherwise or tell me otherwise, then that's all I have is your word, your integrity. Mm-hmm. Because I can't, I'm not going to be with you every day. I have stuff to do. So when I'm not with you, I'm going to need you to conduct yourself as though you're in a committed relationship with me. That's where the integrity comes in. And with no integrity, there can't be any trust.
Gotcha. Get it. Blind.
Every time we speak, you and I, we have a conversation. You're traveling, right? You gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go. If there's a trust issue any place, and I never hear you say, you know, we gotta go, or you know, the family, or well, me and my man is you're on the move. So in your relationship, it tells me that there's a level of trust, a great level of trust. And every time we speak, it's not like he's sitting up under you, which also tells me that there's a level of trust. If your relationship lacks trust, y'all will never make it, and or y'all will never get anything done. Y'all will never get anything done because y'all have to sit up under each other all day. Because y'all out doing things, y'all won't ever make it because you're not trusting one another. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
When you travel, what is his, what does he say about you traveling? Or what is, you know, you say, sweetie, I got to go out of town. Like, walk me through that conversation.
I mean, it's not a bad conversation. It's just, I'm pretty sure he would prefer me not be on the road so much. But it's not like, I don't want you to go, or I, for lack of a better term, forbid you to go type thing. It's more so like, you need to relax. Like, you need to relax. Like, you're always going to go. More so, it's more so of a rest conversation versus a again conversation for me.
But what does he say? Damn, again? Does he say, you know, when is there going to be time for us? Or does he say, be careful, let me know you made it when you get there. Pray before you get on the road. Like, what, how does this work?
So, I mean, it's a constant check on me. Let me know you make it there safely. But I mean, most of the time we're on the phone, so. But, yeah. It's never again. Like, I've never heard him say again. He probably thought it. But he's never said that out loud. But, yeah, it's always a be safe. And, you know, it's always supportive. It's never, damn, I gotta make this up. Like, that's more so me and my sentiment versus what's said out loud. If he's thinking it, I've never heard it.
Nah, I bet you he's thinking like, hey, you better be careful. You're carrying precious cargo.
Yeah, no, that's the conversation.
Well, listen, is that easy? I definitely want to see the manuscript. I definitely want to, because, man, when I write my dissertation on relationships, it's definitely, you guys are definitely going to be my freshman.
You going to be your what?
My specimen. That's, listen, living specimen. I need to know. I need everybody to know. It's a unicorn. Yeah, unicorn.
I just think we have a level of understanding and respect for one another. And I make sure I communicate. Like, I can't just pick up and be like, I mean, I could, but I don't. Well, I'm going out of town for a few days. But I respect him enough to always have the conversation. And that's just, I think, the respect between us that works. Like, I don't feel like...
You said you could, but you don't. You mind?
I don't know if we've ever shared, but I am a Taurus child in every sense of the word. And as stubborn as I can be, I don't for lack of a better term, I don't put little stunts in this relationship because it's not necessary. It's just not, like, that's not where we are. We respect one another, and I don't willfully hand out disrespect here. Because I'm safe.
Okay. All I can say is okay.
Yeah, it's not. It's no need. Mm-hmm. But that
I guess that's the best part about
it. I can see, like, and a very important thing in life is knowing yourself. Like, I know how I can get, but I get like that because there's a wall and it's a defense mechanism. Like, let me just show you who I am. But I don't feel the need to do that. I can talk
show
to
show who you are as far as you want.
That, I mean, show who I am in regards to, like, whenever, like I tell you, like, if I feel like I need to be empowered, then now, you know, I have to be very ugly, certainly, and, like, okay. And with, you know, like, I can tread that line of disrespect real quick when I feel disrespected. But I don't, there's no need for me to ever be on the defense with him. It's, I respect him, and he respects me. So the communication level is top tier, and it's there because he created that environment. He has set the tone for how we speak to one another and how we treat one another. So there's no room for me to, I don't need to exercise my power. I don't need to be like, now I got to act out because you're trying me. Like, I don't have to do that. And that, I mean, for me, that ties into the conversation we're having. I trust him enough with me that, you know, baby, I'm doing this, or I have to do this. And I'm accepting of his input, even if he's not, if he shares that he's unhappy with it, I'm respectful of that because I know it's out of love and concern, not of I don't want you to be great. You know?
It sounds like something.
You said it sounds like something?
Oh, it definitely sounds like something.
It's something.
Something that we all should aspire to have.
Maybe.
Greatness. Greatness.
I think we work because we do what's best for us. a lot of people don't work because they're doing what's best for the people they're watching and things like that. My only relationship goals are the goals that we're creating. It's not anybody else's or, you know, like even we talked about our foreparents or whatever. Even the length of my parents' relationship doesn't move me. I appreciate it. It taught me some things, but that's not the relationship I'm trying to have either. It's just I just need to do what works for us. And that's all I can do.
That sounds amazing. I'm sure you've inspired a lot of people, good and bad, to reevaluate their situation.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Okay. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. Sounds good.
I think when you're dealing with an inspiration, when you're dealing with we talk about maturity and man boys and people of age and things of that. You know, there's nothing wrong with, like we talked about last year, about fostering potential. You know, some people are great at that. I'm not one of those people, but some people are great at that. But I think everybody needs to do what works for them. No matter what that looks like, no matter who may judge it, it's just, you got to do what works for you. And you're a person. Like, to the outside world, he may be trash, and you may be trash. But if y'all work, y'all work. If y'all see a future in y'all, then, you know, it may not be healthy. But if y'all see something that you want to be committed to, hey, do your thing.
Well, it doesn't sound like there's a hint of trash in this relationship.
Nah. But I like healthy stuff. I don't have right now where I'm at in life, I don't have room for unhealthy things. And, you know, that come with a look in the mirror. Because, you know, there's sometimes you feel like I'm never going to meet. You know? Because there are women that feel that way. Like, I have to find somebody that can handle me, per se. You know, you just have to do some self-evaluation. Because, I mean, I would never tell anybody that I got it all together. Because even as happy as I am, it's still a learning experience. So, that's important. But if you want it, whatever you want, you'll go after. You'll take care. You will work on that. But if it's not important to you, you know, it's just something to do for the time being. Nothing for you.
Well, this doesn't seem like just something to occupy your time.
Oh, no. but that's still, like, you have to know where you are. And sometimes we, you know, we're afraid to say, I'm not ready for it, all of that. And sometimes it's a hard pill to swallow. Because as women, we want to be at our best selves at all times. So, you know, for a woman to sit back and be like, I'm not ready, or, you know, or it's me and it's not them, that's a hard pill to swallow if you got a lot of pride. So, that makes sense. And then you have to take time for yourself to learn yourself. Like, it took some preparation to get to where I am. What'd you say?
Gotta take that time to heal.
Yeah.
You can't jump right out of one into the next one. Speaking of healing, so sound like you healed before you got into this one.
I had to.
How long was your healing? How long were you in that healing stage, if you will?
Healing looks different for everyone. It took me... I went through some mental things. In regards to my grandmother passing in 2017. And I was in a relationship, but I was like, you know, this needs to end. And then just over the next 3 years, I just took time to figure out what was important, what I wanted, what I needed, where I was trying to go, the things I was trying to accomplish in life, in a relationship, what I wanted in a partner, and things like that. So I would say fully, it took me three years from years of not dealing with what I was going through. Because it would be, I would say, 2008 to 2017, I was just moving through life. And things was happening. And you handle it. And you keep going. And then I had to sit myself down. So I say 3 years.
Thank you. 3 years to bring you all to where you are today.
Yeah. It's a lot of work to pick yourself
up. It can be done. And by any stretch, we're telling anyone that this is a shortcut. There's no shortcut. You have to heal. You have to take the time. Take the time. You cannot cheat time.
That's...
I just had to jump it off right out there.
That's true. But you have to, you know, because healing looks different for everyone. Like, some people may have to shut down completely. Like, I need to go to work, I need to come home, I need to, you know. But sometimes we have responsibilities and you got to take care of that. But you have to know, like, I can dedicate time for myself to figure it out. Even if, you know, that's an hour a day, you have to want it. You have to take the time to actually process it, come down for it, and, you know, like, go through the hard moments. Because nobody tells you what that looks like. And it looks, it can, for some people, for me, being a prideful person, it was rough for me, because it was like, you know, like in 2017, that was the first time I had cried in 12 years. That doesn't even sound healthy, being a woman. But that's what it is. Like, you know, like, for me being who I am, that was a lot. Like, the idea that I actually could count my tears.
Well, but that sounds like going that's forward.
Inward work. Like, but you gotta get there.
Sounds like going forward, the only tears you'll be shedding is tears of joy. Based on what we've heard.
Yeah.
So, congratulations.
Thanks.
Look, I do believe our time is wrapping up.
It is. We exceeded our 2 hours yet again. But we'll be back next week. As always, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining me.
And that concludes tonight's show.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Good night.